Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness, God. We come to you right now, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for another opportunity, God, to praise and magnify your name, God. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us, God, to hear from you, God, and remove every distraction that may try to come in us or come around us right now. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to be focused on you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God, help us, God, to hear your word and apply it to our lives right now. In the name of Jesus, you say about everything you stand for, about every problem, about every confusion, about every distraction. Right now, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for everything you've done right now, God. Everything you're gonna do, Lord, we thank you for the testimony that's come from this message right now, God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we know, God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on in our lives, God. God, we still seeking after you, God. We still searching after you, God. But Lord, we still claiming victory, God, even in the midst of our situation right now, God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, God, for everything you've done, everything you're going to do right now. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen,
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 amen.
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 We're going to have y'all to turn to John, St. John, the 11th chapter, and the 25th verse. We're going to read St. John, the 11th chapter, the 25th through the 28th verse. And then we're going to skip down after the 28th verse. We're going to skip down and we're going to read 32 and 33. I'm going to read from the New King James Version. And before we start with the, until y'all find it, I'm going to give y'all a little background pertaining to what we're going to be reading from. While Jesus was about 20 miles away, I say about an hour, about one day's trip from Bethany, he received a message that his dear friend, Lazarus, the brother of Martha and Mary, was sick. Days later, Jesus traveled to see Lazarus, but got the word that Lazarus had been dead and in his tomb for 4 days. Now it's going to lead up to the 25th verse. Anyone have it? Say, I have it.
Have it.
Those that don't have it, say, hold on. Okay. 25th verse, it reads like this from the New King James Version. It says, Jesus said to her, which is Martha, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. 28, key verse. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. Going down to 32, it says, then when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. But we're going to go back up to 28, that's the key verse. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called her sister, Mary, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. Key words to remember. The teacher has come and is calling for you. Today's message is entitled, The Hurt That Brought Us Together. The hurt that had brought us together. In life, we encounter many people, many different people, in many different places, many different backgrounds, different cultures, and different stages in our life. But there's a common denominator with all those people that we may encounter in life. We all go through problems.
Yes.
We all go through some kind of hurt.
Yes.
We all go through some kind of struggle or even disappointment in life.
Right.
And I'm going to say this, just in case nobody knew this, but even Christians go through problems.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Even Christians go through hell.
Mm-hmm.
Even Christians get betrayed, get lied on, persecuted, and abandoned.
Yes.
Now the key thing, it ain't from God.
No.
But it's from people.
Yes.
So all of us go through something in life.
Mm, yes.
But the key thing is for us to stay focused and remember God is there for us and with us.
Right.
But what we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about hurts. And the benefit of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we got to remember, God made us to have a relationship with people.
Right.
It is a natural emotion for us to have a relationship with people. But the key thing is there are four different types of relationships that God wants us to have. We have to have a balance of each one.
True.
25%, 25%, 25%, 25%.
Right.
It has to be balanced. The first one, of course, is a relationship with God.
Yes.
God wants us to have a relationship with Him, but also God wants to have a relationship with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. The second relationship is a relationship with our family.
That's right.
I know a lot of times we don't choose our family, and I know in the Bible can tell us how to choose a spouse, how to choose financial income, how to choose investments, how to choose even healthy diets to take care of our bodies to eat. But no one in the Bible does it tell us how to choose our family.
Sure, we don't choose.
So even with that, that means God has a plan for us to even be in the crazy family that we're in.
Yes, yes.
So God wants us to have a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them we have to deal with them up close.
Yes.
And some of them we have to deal with from afar.
Oh, that's right.
But either way, God still wants us to have a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
The third type of relationship is we call social interaction. People outside of your family.
Right.
Social gathering. Your friends, true friends, and also the fourth relationship that most people don't really talk about, God wants us to have a relationship with ourselves.
Yes, that's true.
So there's a relationship with God, relationship with your family, social interaction, people outside of your family, which is your friends, and a relationship with yourself. But when hurt or problems or suffering comes, the devil tries to make us throw away the scale of the relationship. The devil wants us to throw it away. And what does he do? He make us pertain to our relationship with God. He make us quit going to church, quit praying, quit reading our Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Family. He make you distant, or he make you distance yourself from your family. Three, he isolate you from your friends. But also the fourth relationship pertaining to yourself, he make you beat up on yourself.
Yes, yes.
He make you not forgive yourself.
Right.
But know that God does not want you to throw away those relationships. And like I said, we have to have an even balance of each one of those relationships. Each one of those relationships are important. I don't care how you go to church and you spend 100% of the time at church.
Mm.
What's going to happen is going to break the scale when it comes down to the relationship with your family, your friends, even yourself.
That's right.
God wants you to what? Have a life.
Right. Yes, he does.
And one of the things I noticed, Even if you spend 100% of your time right here in church, you would not be able to properly deal with the people outside the church.
That's right.
So in other words, God wants you to have a balance where you can have time with him, but also have time with his people. That means being able to go out to the park. Mm-hmm. Being able to enjoy God's creation.
Yes.
God made that specifically for you. And he wants you to enjoy the benefits.
Amen.
But understand, the devil wants you to throw away everything.
Yes.
So realize, when you think about it, when you have your problem, when you have your situations, your hurt or your pain in life, your true friends and the people that are caring for you are revealed during your struggle.
Yes.
During your adversity, they are revealed. Your true friends help you. They won't talk about you. They will help you. Your true friends will stand there with you, even to help you cry on their shoulder. They will allow you to call them in the middle of the night just to hear you sniffle.
Yes.
They will go. There's a song, Shaka Khan song in 84, Through the Fire.
That's right.
Through the rain.
That's right.
In other words, they are your friends no matter what situation goes on in your life.
That's right.
They will stand by you through thick and through thin. But when true friendship is revealed through crisis, problems, situations, hurt. So we have to remember, they will allow us to lean upon them, not only when we need them, but when we want them.
That's right.
When you're going through, you're not just going through by yourself or for yourself, but you're going through for others. I want you to think about this. When a person has gone through something, they got experience in that situation.
Yes. Yes.
Most of us, we of age, we pretty much like, I like a variety of music, especially people say have old soul. But when it come down to it, how many of us, either you do or you used to, how many of us like the blues?
You should.
Yeah, we can say used to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of us still do. And guess what? It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's okay. But what I found out, there's a singer named Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy's a guitar player. He known to have the overalls with the black guitar with the white specs. Y'all can look it up on YouTube. But what I found out, I found an interview with him, and he said he always wanted to sing the blues because he always loved the guitar players and they played and song and all that. And so his sister, he was excited. He wanted to sing for his sister. And the sister asked him, what are you gonna sing? I'm gonna sing the blues. And he started singing, and blah, 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 blah. She said, shut up. Am I singing wrong? She said, you can sing, but you can't sing no blues. Why? Because you ain't never been through nothing.
There you go.
You ain't been through nothing.
That's right.
She said, when you go through something, then you come back and you sing to me.
Yes.
So years later, after he went through some failed relationships, after he got his heart stomped on a couple of times, he called his sister to go see his sister, and she said, I want to sing to you. She said, okay, come on over. So when he came over, he started singing, and she said, now you can sing the blues because you've been through something.
Yeah, that's right.
You got some experience.
Right.
Why? And so when it comes down to the people that sing the blues, not everybody can sing the blues.
Right.
People that can sing the blues have been through something.
That's right.
They've been some experience.
That's right.
In other words, people can feel them.
Right.
They know where you come from.
Yes.
Why is that? Because you've been through what they've been through.
That's right.
Or you've been through what they're going through.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you this. We can put this about singing or about whatever type of gift that you have. People are not looking for the best singer or the best gifted person, but they're looking for someone that they can feel.
That's right.
Someone that can connect with them.
That's right.
Someone that understands their struggle.
Yes.
That understands their situation. Somebody that can connect with their pain and their hurt. Someone that's gone through the same thing that they've gone through. Right now, there's a lot of people, they love this girl named Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
She may not be the best gifted person,
right,
but people feel her pain. They feel her struggle. And especially as lately said that she's going through the war, I guarantee a lot of people that's going to be buying her new album.
Yes.
Why? Because they feel what she's going through. And they understand that this girl is the voice of the voiceless. She can put in words what we have in our emotions. So we got to understand when it comes down to it, just like B.B. King. B.B. King, great guitar player. He was born the same day as me. We share the same birthday. He was a good guitar player. But when he started singing The Thrill Is Gone, people understood that he knew something about thrill being gone.
Yeah, yeah.
My mama, I mean, throw her on the bus again. I always throw her on the bus because to the end of the sermon. But one of my mom's favorite songs I found out, I don't forget. One of the songs my mom used to always hear, she said her favorite song growing up was a singer by the name of Joe Simon, and Drowning in the Sea of Love.
Gotcha, girl.
Why is that? Because he understood pain. He understood drowning with your heart. So we have to understand there are people that is dependent upon you to understand what you're going through is not just for you, but it's for them.
Yeah, that's right.
There are some experience of what's behind the song that you're singing.
Mm-hmm.
There are some experience pertaining to the letter that you're writing. The emotions. You may not be able to put it in words, but they feel. There's a spiritual connection when there's some experience of hurt or some type of situation you overcome. So no matter what happens in life, when problem comes, God is brought in your audience for ministering and for your purpose. As you give to others, remember, as you give to others when you're going through and when you come out of it, people will be investing into you. And knowing this, knowing that the hurt, the pain, the struggle that you go through is actually leading you to your purpose. There was a singer that back in the 90s, she was a lead singer of a small group. They only had one album and they didn't even go anywhere. And she dated a bass player. And they had a beautiful relationship. And one day, after years of dating, the bass player decided to cut the relationship off. And she was so hurt. She was so devastated. The other band members thought that she was going to leave the band. But a couple of days later, she came to rehearsal. She didn't turn in her resignation. She had a whole slew of papers she came with, giving the band some songs that she wrote. And when she gave them the papers and they read all these songs, it was a lot of songs. But when they began to read it, they realized it was about failed relationships. So everybody was looking at the bass player crazy that, look here, you caused all this. But what happened, instead of her quitting, she turned her pain profitable. And she wrote down those songs, and what happened, the band learned that song, and it was so many songs, it ended up becoming a whole album, CD. It became a whole album. That was the group's second CD. Like I said, the first one didn't go on the world, it was just local, but the second one blew up. And from there on in, the band became one of the biggest bands in the 90s and 2000s. Later on, she ended up becoming a solo artist. And then she ended up becoming a spokesperson for a great cosmetic line. And then eventually, in recent years, she became a host on a TV show. The name of that CD that was created during her pain, during her breakup, was a CD called Tragic Kingdom. The name of the band that she was in was called No Doubt. The name of that singer was Gwen Stefani. Y'all know who Gwen Stefani is, well?
She is.
She's on The Voice.
Right.
And now, because of her hurt, and she allowed the pain to become profitable, not only she has a voice, but she's the host of The Voice. And so when everybody thought that she was going to give up, she had every right to give up. The person that caused her pain was also the one that was in the band. How many of us were able to do that? Let's just say it like this. You're in a loving relationship. You're working on a job you love. You get paid well. And you fall in love with the person that you work with. And y'all are working together. You're smiling, ride together. And then all of a sudden, after many years, for no reason, I want out. But you still be able to be right there on that job and still be able to work with your person that broke your heart. That's a good question.
Yes.
But in the midst of that, she allowed her pain to become profitable. So understand that even pertaining to Gwen Stefani, there's a scripture, even pertaining to the Sunday school lesson we were talking about earlier, Romans 8:28.
That's right.
All things work together for our good and his glory. For the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I found out something. I looked up the word, that word, work together. It's a Greek word. It's called sunakio, which means it's a continuous action. It's a present continuous action. That means not only the problems that happened in the past, not only the problem that's going on currently, but even the future problems is going to turn for my good.
There you go. Okay.
If you look at it, just like when we go to the State Fair, everybody know about the cotton candy. That machine, it keeps on turning. No matter what goes on, it keeps on turning. You can take out some of the cotton candy out, but it keeps on turning. Or if you look at gumbo, the main ingredient you need for gumbo are pretty much three things. Fire, water, and an ingredient called roux. Whatever you throw in that pot will not change it from being gumbo. You can throw in onions. You can throw in cabbage, you can throw in ground meat, crawfish, you can throw in tennis shoes. It will still be gumbo. The end result will still produce gumbo. And see what happened. The water inside the pot and the roux is inside the pot and the fire is heating the pot. And so as you throw in those ingredients and the fire gets hotter, what happened is the roux come together as the water evaporate and bring everything together. And when the water evaporate, what happened? There's an aroma that happens where you can smell the results of the fire burning on that pot. So everything that you've thrown inside that pot, no matter what it is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what ingredient you throw in there, as long as you have the root, you still got gumbo.
Yes.
So when it comes down to it, no matter what happens in your life, as long as you have God on your side, no matter what the devil tries to do, no matter who abandoned you, who treats you wrong, who may try to use you, everything's going to turn out for your good. What you would call, these are teachable moments. Because believers never lose. They learn. Everything is a learning experience to help us get to the next level. And after we make it to the next level, we don't throw away, we don't abandon what we've been taught. It takes us further on each and every step as we go. So understanding the rule brings everything together. So no matter what the devil may try to throw, or what happens, or what had happened in your life, God is going to turn everything for your good.
Amen.
But we have to understand, when it comes down to be hurt, it brings people together. Understand that when it pertains to our hurt, our pain, our struggle that we deal with, understand that we're not defined by our point, we're not defined by our pain, but we're defined by our purpose.
Yes.
Our pain, our hurt does not define who we are. Our value, our plan, our purpose is in spite of what happened in our life, in spite of who abandoned us. If you look at it, we came in here alone.
Yes.
We came in this world alone. But even when we came alone, God promised to still be with us.
Yes.
And the key thing when we realize it, He's assigning people to you.
Right.
He's bringing people to you. What we have to do is be obedient and listen. Because a lot of times when we're depressed, we look down. Physically, look down. Spiritually, look down. Emotionally, be down. The devil wants to have blinders on you over your eyes. But as believers, just like the horse, we look, we don't look at what's on the left, what's on the right. We stay focused because God is riding us.
Right.
And He's the one that's navigating us, and we just stay focused on what He tells us. But just like how I said, God wants us to have the relationships, a balanced relationship to help us to overcome whatever situation. God is there with us, and like I said, God has appointed people here on earth to help us. But also, just like God wants us to have that relationship, God wants us to make sure that we don't deal with people who try to abandon that relationship.
Right.
Anytime there's any type of manipulation, there are people that are trying to break you from your foundation. You are founded, you are grounded, even when it pertains to your family, even pertaining to your friends, even pertaining to your identity. Anytime the devil may try to come to bring havoc to your life, what he'll do, he'll disrupt your foundation. The core of who you are, your identity. But we have to know for sure who we are. Like I said, not based upon circumstances or situations, but what God said who we are. But understand, you may, when you go through things, people may know your pain, but may not know your name. People may know your hurt, but may not know your name. People may know what you've been through. People may know your past, but they don't even know your name. People may know what you're dealing with. Just like the lady with the issue of blood, what was her name? Doesn't say. Nobody knows. Why? Because she was identified with what she went through, what she was going through. But when God healed her, she was no longer the lady with the issue of blood. She had a name. But when God gets finished with your mess, when you give God your hurt, when you give God your pain, when you give God your mess, what happens? You're going to be known by your name and not your pain. You're going to be known by your name and not your hurt. You're going to be known by your name and not what you went through or your struggles. You're going to be known by your name and not your past. People will know your name. People will know who you are and not who you were. Why? Because God is working everything out for your good. So understand the hurt that you're dealing with. It brings you together with people, but also your purpose, but more importantly, the Jesus. Your purpose, your hurt brought you together, but your purpose keeps you together. Your hurt brings you to people, but your purpose keeps you with people. Committed people. See, Mary hurt ultimately brought her to Jesus. Jesus asked for Mary. Jesus asked for Mary. The teacher asked for Mary. That's what they call, that's what Mary and Martha and them call Jesus. Jesus asked for her. Jesus asked for Mary. Now, in 2016, realize this. Now Jesus is asking about you.
That's right.
He asking about you. He wants to know your hurt. He wants to know your struggle. It's not that he was not there or he don't know it. No, he wants you to tell him.
Tell them, that's right.
Because what happens when we talk, when we communicate with people, even the things that make us feel vulnerable, what happens, it brings us closer together. Mm-hmm. When we talk about the issues of our heart, we're vulnerable, but also, like I said, it brings and develops, it exposes the person's true heart of who loves you, who cares for you, who can do something about your hurt. More than just listen to it, but minister to your heart. He can do something about it. So understand, the same Jesus that was there for Mary is here for you right now. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what you dealt with, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're going to be dealing with, Jesus is here for you. And understanding everything that you've gone through in life, understand it wasn't for nothing.
Right.
There are things that happen in people's lives that they have no control of.
Right. That's right.
Even with that, God is going to turn it for our good. One of the sad things, I read a lot of reports and I see a lot of incidents that happen, either on TV or even some people that you may know. Things happen to innocent kids. Mm-hmm. Little small, I'm pretty sure all of us have heard about some little kid being violated at a young age. Mm-hmm. Did that kid choose that route? No. But even with that, what the devil meant to destroy that child, emotionally, mentally, God is still going to turn it for their good. It's not our responsibility to figure out how God is going to turn it for our good when situations come. What we have to do is trust that he will turn it for our good.
That's right.
It's not our responsibility to figure out something when it's God's responsibility to fix it.
That's right.
What we have to do is just give it to him.
Right.
That's it.
Amen.
When you have a car that has a problem, what you do, you just take it straight to the mechanic, especially when it's gonna be free. When your car has a problem and it's covered, all you need to do is turn it in. Just imagine you have a problem with your car and you turn it in to the manufacturer and they give you a rental car until your car gets fixed. Are you gonna be concerned about how they gonna fix your car when they are qualified to fix your car and you're not? You're not qualified to fix your problem. Why? Because if you had the ability to fix it, you would have already fixed it a long time ago. There are things that happen that even things that we have no control of, there are things that happen where we just can't explain. And that doesn't mean that you're weak or you're not a Christian when you go through something. Like I said earlier, we all go through something. Just because you go through something don't mean that you ain't saved.
Right.
What happened? There are things that just happen in life. But what happened, instead of us becoming bitter, it will help us to become better.
Yes.
And as you know, as you grow, as you learn in God, what happened, you begin to see different sides of Him. You begin to see more of His nature, more of His character.
Right.
You see Him in an intimate way like never before. You see Him closer. And so whatever situation that you're dealing with, even though you may not be experienced in that situation, God still wants you to give it to Him.
Yes.
So because you're not experienced does not disqualify you from you going to God and asking Him for help. So understand, God wants you to come to Him. Give everything to Him once and for all. He said, cast your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. Cast your cares once and for all. Because He cares for you affectionately. He loves you. He loved you with an undying love. Like I said, in spite of situation, in spite of your past, He still loves you and He's committed to you.
Amen.
Even if you're not committed to Him.
That's right.
He's still committed to you.
Amen.
And He loves you. So if there's anyone that wants to give everything, if you have not given everything to God, I would urge you to give it to Him at this time. Like I said, we all go through things and we will be going through things.
Amen.
But we have somebody that can help us in our time of need and in our time of want.
Amen.
And He's more qualified to handle it than we are.
Amen.
And He can do it. And this is like He promised us that He will never leave nor forsake us nor abandon us.
Right.
So even though the situation that we have done, some message that we have put upon ourselves, He's still guaranteed to be there with us and for us if we repent and give everything to Him.
Right.
I found out when it came down to it, I found out there's a verse that says, when He would turn it for our good, like I said earlier, like I said, not only the stuff that just naturally happened, not only the stuff that people put upon us, but even the stuff that we put upon ourselves. Some way, somehow, the mess that others put on us, that we've been innocent of, the stuff that we put upon ourselves that we've been guilty of, God's going to put it in a pot.
Amen.
And still make that sauce, still make that gumbo.
Amen.
And it's still going to turn out for our good.
Yes.
All right.
So if there's anyone, you're welcome to come to the altar at this time. If there's no one, then we just go ahead and just have everybody to pray. We just have a general prayer. Go. have everybody stand. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness, God. We come to you right now, God. Lord, we thank you for your word on today, God. You see the needs, you see the concerns of those that even didn't get a chance to come up here, God. But God, whatever situation that a person dealing with, God, even reveal yourself through their current situation right now, God. Help them, God, and reveal yourself, God, and let them know how loved that they are by you, God. And God, help them, God, in the midst of that situation, still trust you, God. Even if they can't trace you, yet trust you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, no matter what it looks like, we're not being moved by what we hear or what we feel, but we hold on to what you said right now, God. In the name of Jesus, and say about everything you stand for, about every problem, about every confusion, about every booby trap right now. In the name of Jesus, we break and destroy every yoke right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the testimony that's coming from this. Lord, we speak, God, even in the midst of this situation, God, that you move mightily right now. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the call to walk with you through this situation, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for leading us to our purpose through this situation right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of fear. We bind every spirit of intimidation right now. In the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the victory right now. We claim in victory. We claim deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak, God, that you break down the walls, God. We speak, God, that you break down the emotional walls that have been built up right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak, God, strength right now, God. We speak in self-esteem being raised up right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak in clarity on the mind. We bind that confused mind right now. We bind that tormented mind right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we speak in purpose right now. In the name of Jesus, victory, deliverance, salvation being restored and renewed right now. In the name of Jesus, faith being strengthened right now, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for seeing us, not as what we're going through, but on the finished part of God. We thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, God. We give you the honor, God. We give you the praise, God. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, 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 amen. 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 Amen.
I hope and pray that something was said that would minister to you and encourage you to let you know how valuable, how loved you are by God. And know that because of what's going on in your life or what had gone on in your life, that ain't the end of it. That's not the final chapter. Even if it looks like the book is about to close, understand that God has a whole library for you. God has a volume for you. Just because that book closed and that chapter closed, it don't mean that that's the end of your story. There's a part two. And guess what? Sometimes there's a mini series. So you just hold on to what God told you. Remember and recite what God told you. And also, I would say that as we get ready to have an offering, when you pray, when you talk to God, verbalize. That's so important.
Right.
That is so important. That has helped me through my situations. Because a lot of times we'll talk about our problem. We'll see it. Man, I can't believe blah, 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 blah. But when it comes down to praying or talking to God or even reading our Bible, we just say it to ourselves. We hear more on our problem than God's promise.
Right.
So what happens when you begin to start reciting what God said about the situation, what happened, it goes to the most important sense that you have, your hearing,
right,
your ears, and it gets into your spirit, man.
Right.
And what happened, even while you sleep, God want to stir that spirit up of those words that are in there, and it's going to come back up, I guarantee you. Right. As you begin to start saying, as you begin to start verbalizing, every time a situation occurs, what's going to happen? What you put in you is going to come out.
That's right.
So I guarantee you, those who never tried, try it. And I guarantee you, within 30 days, you can have a testimony. And it won't take 30 days, but I'm just going to say 30 days.
Right.
And I guarantee you, you will have a testimony, and it's going to change your life. To some people, it might be small. But just remember, that's yours. That's yours for keeps.
Right.
So now, we're going to get ready to turn our hands to our brothers.